you know, hit the nail on the head, though. And what I've cited in the brief is both United States v. Goodwin and State v. Downing, which makes clear that, you know, even though this denial of a material witness warrant is subject to an abuse of discretion standard generally, when it infringes on the right to present a defense and it infringes on the compulsory process right, the analysis is much more careful. And as Jones and, I'm going to mispronounce the name, but Iniguez make clear, is that under those circumstances, when the Sixth Amendment issue was at play, this court needs to review the record de novo. So we're outside of the sort of the threshold of abuse of discretion, because in this particular instance, it did. It did prevent my client from presenting a witness who was going to be helpful to his defense, and it prevented him from presenting a witness who would have, you know, essentially demonstrated that he was not the shooter. Just a couple other points. The state has made a point here of arguing that Burkett was an impeachable witness, mm-hmm. and that may very well be the case, but that's not this court's job. I mean, we're not in a position to analyze.
Well, I think that's only in the context of whether there was a deficient performance.
Sure.
And I think that's why the state is making that.
But I think that's an important point, even under that standard, is that, you know, in assessing deficient performance, you know, whether or not this witness could have been impeached is not in the purview of this court. That's a credibility determination for the jury. And clearly the jury had some questions about the credibility of the state's other evidence here. My client was acquitted of all three counts of first-degree robbery and convicted only of the second lesser charge. So the jury clearly has some issues with the evidence. And if evidence had been presented, which, even though perhaps impeachable, said my client was not the shooter, that's exculpatory evidence. That's important to my client's defense. Finally, you know, as I pointed out, there was no request for a continuance in this case, and that goes hand in hand with our argument that counsel was ineffective for not timely requesting this. But I think the record shows that there wasn't an opportunity to make a request for a continuance, because the court said, I'd like to request a material witness warrant, and the trial court denied it. Offhand said, if you would have requested this a week ago, I would have granted it. So the court isn't entertaining a motion or an argument by counsel as to how much time is needed regarding a continuance to secure Burkett's presence, because the court is denying it on other grounds, namely the fact that counsel isn't requesting that in a timely manner. And I see I'm almost out of time, so we would ask that the trial court or the Court of Appeals dismiss my client's convictions under double jeopardy grounds and reverse and remand. Thank you.
Thank you.